Okay, you'll excuse me. I'm going to continue with last week's Ramban, the one of the Mashvat HaKadosho, and Ketivah Aleph, it's an interesting, important Ramban. So also, I think, and by doing this whole Ramban from A to Z, to Zachor, that is, we'll give a good feel for what for the Ramban's all about. In other words, when you take the whole piece and see the range of topics he discusses and like this, not the range of his interest, but of his of his resources, it's quite impressive. We stopped last week when we talked about Kiddush, about the Kabbalah part of Zachor, Zachor B'Shamor, the evening versus the morning and the like. And Mitzvah Aseh being Mitzvah Aseh, Mitzvah Lo Taaseh, Midat Ahava, Midat Hayira, which is it's quite a famous passage, and he also integrates the halacha. And you know, he begins with Kabbalah, he then talks about machshava and integrates halacha, because he talks about Eser Dechilot Taaseh as being based upon the idea of Ahava and Yiram. And then a quite interesting chidush that he thinks that kofino to Hashem Arutzani by mitzvot aseh is an onesh and not simply a means to achieve a goal. Okay, now let's start. It's about halfway through. Ketav Rashi beperush Zachor. Now that he's discussed Zachor v'Shamor. Oh, it's like this, right? He begins with the position of Zachor and Aseret HaDibrot. Why is it the fourth Dibir? So that he explained, that was stage number one. Stage number two was to talk about Zachor v'Shamor, Aleph, what does it mean, and what exactly happened. B, what's the relationship between Ahava and Yirah, Aseh and Lot Aseh. And so he A began, so once he's moved on from the position, he goes to discuss what is the relationship between Zachor and Shamor. Now, the next stage is to just explain the word Zachor. Now, it seems pretty straightforward, but it's a bit trickier than that for two reasons. First of all, of course, the question is, what does it mean, Zachor Yom HaShabbat? I mean, to remember the seventh day. There was Zachor in the normal usage of simply memory. What exactly is a tzivui? Just, I mean, I remember the day Sunday. Aleph, is it so difficult? B, what's the point of the tzivui? Particularly, how does the tzivui has this fit into the idea of looking at the kaddisha? We'll see as we go on. Secondly, the word zachor in Tanakh, at times, and this is a point I hear from Rabbi Yehuda Ben-Nun once in great detail. The word zachor is not only to memorize. It has a deeper sense to summon, if you want. In other words, or to put differently, to summon and evaluate. Think, for instance, about Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaZikaron, it's not like to be aware. If you want, take the word to recognize. Right? To recognize means, a plain, simple, superficial manner, can mean to recognize, to grant recognition and legitimacy. Liskor means not only to remember that something exists, but also in a sense to take into account, to evaluate, to act upon, right? For example, let's take an example or two. Vashem pakad etzarak asher dibir. The word pakad there is not that he visited, right? It means that he provided for. Chazal said pikdonot and kizichronot. Zachar lam brito. It doesn't mean that he remembered that the brit existed. That he forgot and also reminded himself there's a brit. Oh, and there's the brit, and therefore have to do it. Rather, it means he decided to summon the breed and to put it into effect, right? To act upon the breed. So Zechira often has a sense of remember, taking into account and acting upon. It also has a sense, it has at times a sense of judging, of evaluating. Yom HaZikaron, it's not the day the Kadosh Baruch Hu remembers everything. It's the day that he evaluates or judges everything. I went to visit a few years ago, a 95-year-old aunt, she was at the stage in her life where she was reminiscing constantly, and she said to me, "I'm sorry," but she was also being quite, what should I say, not only telling stories, but also being, she was also being very judgmental in terms of, she was being Doresh, people, in the characters in these stories, L'shvach u'l'ginah, and she said to me, "I apologize for being so judgmental, but what can I do? I sit here and remind myself. The moment I remind myself, I also make judgments." In other words, that the act of memory and the act of judging go together, because you remind yourself of an old story, and then you also make a zikaron, or you done it a din. And that's the question of Rosh Hashanah and Zechira. When you recollect something, so then you also evaluate it. But here it also has a sense, but also to act upon. So Zechira, so on the one hand, to play memory of, to remind yourself of Shabbat is not so clear why it's so prime. And on the other hand, see, Zechira has this sense of acting upon as well. I think all the psukim are psukei zichronot. You know, the psukim talk about zichrat habrit, Rosh Hashanah, zichronot. Many of them have v'yiskor kibet Noach. That's why it's not that he forgot. You know, it's not because Baruch, you know, he turned on the tap and let Noach in the water for 40 days, and then, you know, he forgot about it. It's not like when I leave, if I leave a pot in the fire, and 20 minutes later, when I sort of wake up of my newspaper and coffee, I remind myself, "Oh, there's something in the fire." Because Baruch didn't leave Noach there. It's rather he decided to act upon the breed. In other words, if I scroll, keep it Noach means he decided to take into account who echlit lizacher v'lifol. It was to take into consideration. Okay, so now, having said all this, which may not be relevant to the Rabban here, let's go see what he says. The Ketav Rashi Peruz Zachor Tnulev Lizkor Tumit Yom HaShabbat. What Rashi says is keep Shabbat in your consciousness, or act upon Shabbat. Tnulev Lizkor Tumit, in other words, pay attention at Tnulev. Keep Shabbat in your mind, keeping consciousness constantly. How? She needs the main chelik yefeh mazmino l'Shabbat. Now Rashi here is acting upon a well-known braita, which the Rabban quote from the Mechilta appears also in the Gemara in Beitza. Rabbi Yosef Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Gurion omer zochot Moshav de kadisho tehei zochro meichad b'Shabbat. She needs the main chelik yefeh tehei metakno l'Shabbat. In other words, you should Shabbos is constantly in your awareness that on Sunday you go shopping, you see something which is special, unique, so buy it and set it aside for Shabbat. Don't need it on Monday or Tuesday, but set it aside and save it, preserve it for Shabbat. In other words, you should. Now, there's a chidush in this. The chidush is that Shabbat is in effect the whole week, not only in the 7 day of the week. But the mitzvah, Zachar Yom HaShabbat, is the whole week round. Okay, aval bilshon yachid hi shnuya veina halacha sheharei bagvara amru, beginning second parak of Beitza. Tani, Rosh Hashanah zaken kol imav ha'ochel lichvod Shabbat. Ketzad, matza behima na'a, omer tezu lichvod Shabbat. למחר מצא אחרת נעה ממנה, מניח השנייה בחלת הראשונה, אבל הלל הזקן מידה אחרת הייתה בו, כל מעשיו היו לשם שמיים, שם ברוך השם יום יום, שמי would on Sunday see a nice animal, he would say, or a nice fish, he'd set aside for Shabbat, Monday found something better, he would then consume the first one and put aside the better one, he was constantly engaged in advance planning for Shabbat. Hillel, I'll go shopping on Friday, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, and I'll get something good. Tanya mihachi b'tsham yomim b'chad b'shabich l'shabtach, b'tami Baruch Hashem Yom Yom yamos lanu. U'b'mechilta acheret, Shema Yezakel omer, zechira ad shelot avod, zechira can be even prior to Shabbat. Shmirah mishtavo. Shmirah can only be when Shabbos commences. ומעשה שמען זקן שלא היה זיכרון שבת זז מפיו, לקח חפץ טוב ומזר לשבת, כלי חדש מזר לשבת, אבל הלל הזקן מידה אחרת הייתה בו שהיה אומר כמו צריך להגיד לשם שמיים, וההלכה היא כדברי בית הלל. So Ramban is bothered by Rashi's interpretation because it's Beit Shammai and not Beit Hillel. Right, so Aleph Kol, I said before, it's a nice example here, Ramban. First of all, his magisterial control of Chazal, and then words, he knows the Bechilta, and then this Bechilta, and that, and then the Warren Beit, so he knows the Midrash Halacha and the Shas inside out. He's therefore opposed to Rashi's interpretation because it reflects opinion Chazal, which is not la'alacha. Over here, I think, if I remember correctly, the Ramban over here won't raise the point over here. I mean, in other places, most famously when he talks about Zichron Turah, both in the Persian and the Chumash, and also in the Drash of Rosh Hashanah, the Ramban points out that he and Rashi have some of a disagreement regarding Parshanut. Rashi will use Braitot, which are not Lahalacha, to interpret Psukim. In other words, Rashi more than once, Rashi of the Torah, will quote a Braita, which we don't paskin like, in a smacht or whatever, but Rashi will use it to, as part of his interpretation of Psukim, Zichron Tura, Rashi says Zichron Machot, Zichron Meshofarot. Or, Kom Lacha Lo Yaselech, if I mean Rashi says not by a goy, even though it's a Milakim, it's only Drabanan. Bayim and Bali Matzah here. The Ramban points out that Rashi, as a matter of principle, Rashi thought he could use Braitot, which interpret the text, even though they're not Lalacha, they were valid as interpretive tools. Ramban, he recognized that Rashi does it, he seems to have his reservations, and he prefers not to do that. So, mainly here, he simply rejects Rashi at this stage. Because Rashi reflects Beit Shammai, I don't want to engage now in analyzing Beit Shammai because Ramban will get back to this soon. V'derech pshat. So Mele, if it's not Zachor, now by Kud Beit Shammai or Kud Rashi, right? Zachor doesn't mean to remember. It means to plan. You know, it's to keep in mind and plan accordingly. Right? Zachor means tazkir or make sure that you keep it primarily in your mind. בדרך הפשט אמרו שמצווה שנזכור תמיד בכל יום את השבת שלא נשכחהו ולא יתחלף לנו בשאר הימים כי בזוכרנו אותו תמיד יזכור מעשה בראשית בכל עת וזה בכל עת שיש לעולם בורא וצווה אותנו באות הזה כמו שמה כי אותי בני ביניכם וזה עיקר גדול באמונה תקל. If you want, okay, so נקוד ימבן, the idea is indeed to remember Shabbat. Kud Rashi, it's really to remember Shabbat's uniqueness. I said before, it's not really to remember, it's to pay attention. We could say Zechudim Shabbat means keep in mind its uniqueness or remember. Kud Ramban, it's Shabbat, not to remember that 7 days in the week. The idea though is to remember the idea of Shabbat. In other words, Ramban was on Tuesday or Sunday or Monday, you should be aware of Shabbat. Not because Tuesday is in reference to Shabbat. That I'll talk about later on. Rather because Shabbat is an ikaron. We saw this last week. Shabbat is essentially a basic principle in emunah, not only for Shabbat itself. It tells us about Briat Olam and about creation. The idea of Shabbat is an indication of Briat Olam and the Kadosh Baruch Hu's existence, etc. So some you have to remember Yitzhak Mitzrayim, because Yitzhak Mitzrayim, in his opinion, serves the same purpose. Yitzhak Mitzrayim reminds you of basic tenets of faith, such as Kibriya and Dashgacha and the like. So too, Shabbat, which you have to remember, is not the day. It's not so much to remember, it's to remember the ideas behind it, because these ideas are part of the basic mitzvot of Emunah. So Tizkor on Tuesday or on Monday or on Wednesday, that Shabbat is, that it's a day of rest, because, and this reveals about how the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, and etc.
Basically what Rashi was saying, just that the action of taking the food is
in Rashi the focus is the day of Shabbat. It's not the idea behind Shabbat. In Rashi the focus really is remember Shabbat, not so much remember Shabbat, but really make Shabbat unique. Remember Shabbat's uniqueness and therefore act accordingly. It's act upon, and the focus really is the day. In Rabbat it's not so much the day, it's remember Shabbat, remember the meaning of Shabbat. In Mashmah, really, it's Shabbat itself, and act upon that. Obviously, they're not usually, it's not a vast difference, but, now, I'll give you an example, right? We have mitzvot zechira, right? Zechor d'asher asach ha-malek. You have zechor d'asher asach ha-shem kecha le-miriam. Zechor d'asher asach ha-shem kecha le-miriam. Zechor d'asher asach ha-shem kecha le-miriam. By the way, from the Farshim, or if you're from Poskim, either way, the one who emphasizes this whole group of Zechirot, the Rishon who made most of these Zechirot prominent, is the Ramban. Called Ramban and Dvarim, so Zachor, Tayyim Hashem, Zachor Tayyim Hashem, Hashem Tafel Hashem Kecha B'chorev, it's really the essay Doraita to remember Mamad Har Sinai. There's a lot of essay to forget Mamad Har Sinai. Miriam, the Ramban counts as a mitzvah. The Ramban is he's very big on this idea that there is the whole list of things you have to recollect or remember, and so Zechor Shabbat is the same point. Now, Amalek is an important thing, but if the Torah hadn't talked about Amalek, we wouldn't necessarily have made sure that we remind ourselves every so often about Amalek or about Mamad Har Sinai. My point of view is Shabbat is the same thing. You have to remember simply if you want to say every morning Zechor Shabbat the Kaddisho. That's the kind of memory he has in mind. Rashi is saying something else. Rashi is saying is you know, ten. According to Rashi, it's ten lively score and then act upon it. Okay, now he moves on. If you get back to V'tam l'kaddisho. Okay, now he's explained Zachor. Now something else has to be done here, which is to explain l'kaddisho, because b'zachor has to be interpreted in reference to l'kaddisho. Zachor yom Shabbat l'kaddisho. You have to remember Shabbat in order to be mekaddish. L'kaddisho we'll talk about soon. V'tam l'kaddisho she'ei zichroneinu bo liot kadosh be'eineinu. Here there's an important point. It's the Kaddisho he interprets here as remember that Shabbat is Kadosh. Remember that Shabbat is a day of Kedusha, of sanctity, or spirituality, we'll talk about in a moment. Zachor, Yom HaShabbat, remind yourself and remember that Shabbat is a Yom of Kedusha. Now, Kod Ramban, this is what we're saying here now, it's not only that you remember the idea, but that your shvita should be an expression of this. In other words, to go for a moment to a phrase that, if I remember, I'll double check in a moment, it appears in the Rambam, you have to rest on Shabbat out of a consciousness that the day is Kadosh. If someone is ill, he can't get out of bed on Shabbat because he has a high fever or he's the flu. So Lumai doesn't do any melacha. But not because he thinks it's Shabbat. He is unaware of it. He's unaware of what day it is. He's simply weak, tired, and he's depressed. He stays in bed all day long. He's kind of into Shabbat. Or the, now, obviously, he's not over in the Lot HaAseh, right? He's clearly in terms of his Shamor Yom Shabbat. Right? He's careful. In other words, he's not careful. He hasn't done any melacha. But can you say that he's became zechira? The Ramban's saying here, no, it has to be a zechira out of the recognition or out of the motivation that Shabbat is Kadosh. There was the reason I'm not doing Melacha today because it's Shabbos. Not because I'm too weak or too tired to do anything, or just, you know, b'mikre, I have not eyes. I'm all day long in the library, so there's no Melacha that I could possibly be doing. But it has to be out of conviction that today is Shabbat, and I'm acting accordingly in order to express the Kedusha. If I remember correctly, the phrase in the Rambam, has this idea. Rambam has this idea regarding Muktzah. When the Rambam explains why Bichal Chazal had the idea of Muktzah, so the Rabbit says, the Rabbit says it's a Gzeira Shema Yotzi. It's a Chashash of Yisrael Yotzah. The Rambam says something totally different. It's in the Perk Chavdal Bichot Shabbat. V'man agu b'isur ze amru umay mizur nevi'im v'tzivu shalayu hiluchacha b'shabbat ki luchacha b'chol v'lo sechah shabbat ki sichat hachol shabbat v'dav v'dav. In other words, Shabbat has to be unique in terms of a personal behavior. In other words, even if he's not doing milacha, Chazal wanted that his speech, the way he deports him, his whole behavior should reflect Kedushat Shabbat, etc. Kal v'chomer shloye titul b'shabbat ki titul b'chol kidei shloye kiyom chol be'inav v'yavol la'agbil v'taken kelim mipiyam l'piyam v'bayit l'bayit v'atzni avanim v'katzei behem Shreihu batel. If you're shaving beitov, the kesher should tassel. Kitzur, you can make Shabbos vachadik even without any adiyah melacha. Simply, you know, you can decide to arrange your whole. You can decide to arrange your house. You know, you schlep things from one place to another. You decide to rearrange your pantry, and you don't do borer. You're careful not to do any borer. You're careful not to turn on the light. But the mice, Shabbos has lost all meaning and all significance. Shur betel yeshev beitov yekesh derash yitaseg bov nimtza shelo shavat u betel atash ratu alman yenuach, etc. Ve'od yekesh yitza ta'am inam balei umnuyot. Not everyone's a craftsman, and therefore, ele betelim kol yimehem, kigon ha-tayelim yeshrei kranot, shkoyimem yeshoftim lachavim yem mutar lalech ulederber ulteltel kishayimim, Nimtza shelo shavat shvita nikeret. Has to be a shvita which is recognizable. It has to be shvita nikeret. You can discern the shvita, in other words, that it's nikar to the outside world that you shavat because it's Shabbos. And this same idea here, the Ramban. The Rambam that talks about shvita nikeret, even there, I don't think his point is so much what other people think. It's rather, and there was what kind of day do you have? The Ramban emphasizes this idea later on in Vayikra in the Pasuk Shabbaton. What does Shabbaton mean? That you make sure it's a day of rest, even if you can avoid melacha by all kinds of loopholes or whatever, nevertheless, it has to be a shvita. So this is the point here also. Shizichoneinu b'liot kadosh be'eineinu. But we have to treat it and consider it a day of kedusha. Kvo shem ne'emar v'shekarata l'shabbat onu l'kedosh Hashem michubad. It's not only kedusha, which is objective, but rather you proclaim it to be kadosh, or meaning you recognize and grant recognition to the kedusha, and you act because it's kadosh. In other words, you define it as a day of kedusha. V'karata shabbat oneg l'kedosh Hashem michubad. Because of the Kedusha, to make today, which is much more significant from a spiritual perspective. He seems to imply that oneg here means spiritual pleasure. Oneg means pleasure, joy. Part of Mitzvah Shabbat is not only Basar V'Dagim V'Chol Matamim, it's also Talmud Torah, Oneg, spiritual pleasure. And he's presenting your Talmud Torah as an integral part of Shabbat because your spiritual joy. In the Rambam, the description of a person's Shabbat schedule, Perek Lamed, if I remember. אלא כך היה מנהג הצדיקים הראשונים מתפלל אדם בשבת שחרית ומוסף את הכנסת ויבוא לביתו ויסעוד סעודה שנייה וילך לבית המדרש יקרא וישנה עד המנחה ויתפלל מנחה ואחר כך יקבע סעודה שלישית על היין ויאכל וישתה מוצאי שבת. He doesn't have הפסקת צהריים, of course. But the more important thing is that the Rambam has here that an integral part of Shabbat is Beit HaMidrash. You see, now, the Yerushalmi actually has a machloket in this. The Yerushalmi begins, it's the beginning of 15th parak of Masechet Shabbat. There's one man that amar, lo nitunu shabbatot tovim ela l'achila v'l'shtiya. That the only thing that Shabbat is really designated for is achila v'l'shtiya. Because he tiu shelat shalom shabbat, because they allowed to say good Shabbos, mitoch shapem masriach. In other words, if you'd only consume food, so you basically have a foul odor at the end from all the food. So therefore, to get some ventilation in your mouth, you can say Shabbat shalom, and or even talk some divrei Torah. But essentially, because he tiu shelat shabbat, lo di shabbat tovim ela l'achila v'shtiya means physical pleasure. The other man, the Amar, is Lo'idnu Shabbatot Yomim Tovim Ela L'Talmud Torah. And no, to put it differently, it's either Kula Hashem or Kula Lachem. It doesn't really two opinions there. Either Kula Hashem or Kula Lachem. The Rambam here describes both, of course. So it's implied in that pasuk that for Shabbat going to Navi is logical. In other words, the reason he's surprised is because she's going to Navi when it's not Shabbat. But it had been Shabbat, so obviously she would have been going. Shadar kam kein. B'kach emu chazal, nichad b'chodesh v'shabbat, ba'i mezel. V'zet tam shvitat ha-behema. Interesting. Why shvitat behemto? What the Ramban has over here is not so much out of rachmanis of the animals. It's rather the animals, of course, with the trucks and motorcycles and cars and whatever not of and tractors. And once upon a time, so if the animal, you know, if you can't use your car, you can't use your truck, and you can't use your, you cannot use your tractor, so you stay home and you don't go to work. Right? If you're snowed in, so you have a vacation day. ולכך אמרו חז"ל ששבת שקועה כאלה כל המצוות שבת תורה כלומר בדעת זו מפני שבאנו לכל קריאי האמונה בחידוש מה שקרה בנבואה. Okay, so until this point, like this, Rashi said that you plan in advance for Shabbat, you keep it in mind. Ramban said that you remember Shabbat because of its significance and that it's indicative of basic tenets of faith. B, the kodesho, that's zachor. The kodesho, that you remember it's kadosh. So it's, you remember the uniqueness of Shabbat because of its kedusha. So zachor yom Shabbat le kodesho, you observe Shabbat out of a sense of its uniqueness and kedusha. And this then reveals upon all those other basic ideas which Ramban thinks are so crucial and are intertwined into the idea of Shabbat. Okay. Well, at the end of the day, Zachor the Kadusha here means remember its Kedusha. Or remind yourself or be aware of the Kedusha and therefore act out of a sense of Kedusha. When Mechilta, Yitzhak Omer, Lo Tehei Moneh, when that means counting the days, k'dei ha'shachrim monim, atem on Hashem Shabbat, u'peyusha, sh'agoyim monim b'imei ha'shavu l'shem ha'yamim atzman, yikru'u l'chol yom shem b'fnei atzmo, o shmot ha'meshartim kanotzrim. Oh, I don't know this. In other words, by Goyim he says the days don't lead up to any sequence. Each day is a standalone, and it's named based upon some kind of pagan god, or it's named based upon heavenly bodies. Right? Monday is Moon's day. Sunday is the Sun's day. Etc. Right? The others are mostly pagan Norse gods or whatever. By us, Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, Revi, Chamishi, which, in other words, basically, Shabbat is the focus, everything else revolves around Shabbat. V'yisemunim kol hayamim l'shem Shabbat, echad b'Shabbat, sheni b'Shabbat. He has the same idea, of course, by the Chodashim. Chodesh Lechem Rosh Chodashim. So, counting Chodesh HaRishon, Chodesh HaSheni, Chodesh HaShlishi, our Mitzvah Doraita, Zichat Yitzat Mitzrayim. Because that reminds you of Yitzhak Mitzrayim. And what happened in the Ramban scheme of things, what happens nowadays that we use different Shemot Chodashim, because it's part of keeping in mind the Gula, just different Gula. But at any rate, the idea by Shabbat is Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, Kizom Mitzvah Shitzmenu Zochrot Tamid B'chol Yom. V'zeb shudo shel mikra, v'kach peresh Rabbi Avraham. Okay, so now it's a new pshat. The pshat here is that you organize the week, organize it, not in terms of Rashi's organization necessarily, shopping, but rather you organize how you define the days of the week, no matter how you view the organization of the week, and it's revolving around Shabbat. Zechot Yom HaShabbat, the Kaddishah, you place it at the center of the whole weekly cycle. V'omer ani, and now the Rabban brings everything together. Shezeu midrasho shem shamay hazaken, sheperish mitzvat zachor ad shelo tavo, klomar shlo shichei b'shum panim. Okay, what the Rabban is saying here is the following. That basically, these two brayot go together, and Rashi and Ibn Ezra really are saying one and the same thing. The basic idea is, and this is unlike what we said before, Zechot Yom HaShabbat is not only in the seventh day of the week. The mitzvah of Zechot Yom HaShabbat is the entire week. On Sunday and Monday and Tuesday. Yeah, this is not self-evident. For instance, certain phenomena, if they're too distant, you don't consider them to be relevant. Is the Biur Chametz and Cheshvan? My father said here often in Shurim, the answer is no. You can do Biur Chametz and Cheshvan. You can have a situation in which you have no Chametz. But it's not Biur Chametz. Because in Cheshvan, there's no such concept of Chametz. The concept of Chametz only exists 30 days before Pesach. you can't do Tosefet Shabbat from Friday morning. Because it's too distant. It's too remote from Shabbat. And so on and so forth. In the same way, it's not clear that you can do Zechot Yom HaShabbat on Sunday because maybe it's too remote. So, what the two brides are saying, Kodesh Ramban, is this is exactly what they're telling us. That Shabbat relates to the whole week. And the mitzvah Zechot Yom HaShabbat is not only on Shabbat itself. That on Shabbat, you remind or you have an awareness of Shabbat and its Kedusha. But rather, the whole Shabbat is relevant and really defines and orchestrates the whole week. Now, Hillel, in this interpretation, is not disagreeing in that. The way the Ramban presented previously, so Shai and Hillel argue in this point. Shammai thought you can have, in other words, that Shabbat gives significance to the whole week, and Hillel said, no, Shabbat isn't Shabbat, and Monday is detached from Shabbat, and therefore he disagreed. What the Ramban is saying now is no. Hillel accepts the basic definition of the week. And he agrees with Shammai that on Monday you should have an awareness of Shabbat. The only difference is how this awareness translated into practice. So Shammai says, not only do you call it Yom Sheni or Yom Shlishi, but you also plan your shopping, that whatever is the best, you set aside for Shabbat. Hillel disagrees with Shammai, not about Shabbat. He disagrees about Bitachon. You know, it's an argument about Bitachon and planning and Ishtadlus, or whatever you want to call it. So Hillel had different midah, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Or in the Rabban's phrase, The basic principle that Shabbat is relevant to holy ground. So they're about bitachon, but not about. What does it mean? Zechon Yom Shabbat the Kaddisha, or Zechon Yom Shabbat means the whole week round and not only on Shabbat itself. So basically, he's returned to Rashi's position. His whole complaint against Rashi was that Rashi is telling us something which is not la halacha. So essentially, now that he's brought it, he introduced the Ben Ezra and his other bright, you can basically resurrect Rashi as well. Rashi is saying the same thing. It could be that Rashi thinks that most of us, we find if we act like Shammai Zaken and we don't have to have the Bitachon of Hillel, maybe the Rambam is disturbed by that. But essentially, he's basically returned or reverted to the original parish of Rashi, and he's now has them together. He's brought the two brothers together, and that's Zachor. Okay. Now, he goes to Midrash. And here he shifts from Parshanut also to Midrash, and therefore Halacha, because it's Midrash Halacha. Aval Rabuteinu od bo Midrash Milad the Kaddisho. Up to now he explained Zachor, and he also explained the Kaddisho, at least in the previous interpretation. Rabuteinu od bo Midrash, od bo Midrash meaning od bo in the word Zachor. Od bo midrash, mimlat the kaddisho, that the word the kaddisho reveals to us in the midrash an additional meaning of zachor. Od bo midrash, mimlat the kaddisho, shne kaddisho bezikaron. The word zachor, mimlat the kaddisho means that you should sanctify Shabbat through the means of zikaron, of zechira. Shne kaddisho bezikaron, kinyan v'kiddashtem ei shat ha-chamishim shana, the word v'kiddashtem over there is interchanged here with zachor, or zachor the kaddisho means v'kiddashtem. Shietun kiddush beidin lomar beyavim kudash mekudash afkan tziva shiskod yamashvat v'kadshenu oto v'chach b'mechilta l'kaddisho kadshehu b'bracha nikar v'kashvat v'kinisato n'o l'ayom 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 minayin t'vot v'shem v'ta shabbat. Vizehu kiddush hayom yatra ino asmachta v'kach mishu chavu v'kiddush hayom dvar Torah v'zeh. Okay, so Rabban says that Chazal darsh in the midst of kiddush from zachor the kaddisho, and see it says zachor the kaddish, so zechira is the means by which we achieve the kaddisho. Now the kaddisho he interprets here in the same meaning of the Kiddashtem Shnat HaChamishim Shana. Similarly, you have the Kiddashtem Shnat HaChamishim Shana. You also have the Kaddisho. Now, over there, we know how it works. Over there, the Chazal tell us, you say, Mekudash, Mekudash. So here also, it says, you have to mention, you have to mention the Kedusha. In other words, Zechira here means to make mention. To point out, to mention, not to remember, but to, as I said before, the word Zechira has a few meanings. It means really to point out, or to actually to mention, it would be a better translation, את יום השבת לקדשו. Now, and this creates kedusha. And now he adds this mitzvah aseh, because the medrash here means it seriously. Mikar kedusha em kisam v'layom v'layom minatim v'shotem et shabbat v'zeo kedusha yom v'mina Torah inu asmachta v'chach amru nashim chavim kedusha yom dvar Torah. Now, not only Nashim, the Gemara's Chiddush is even Nashim, but it means it's a Doraita, not a Drabbanan. Now, from here the Rabban goes, up to this point, he's basically said what would have been sufficient in terms of the interpretation of the Pasuk. Quote the Medrash Halach, Lord, I brought you Rashi, I brought you Ben Ezra, I brought another Pshat. Quote the Medrash Halach, Zachor means to mention Shabbat and to therefore Mekadesh it. And this mitzvah doraita, it's not nasmachta. It's in midrash halacha. This is mamash mitzvah. This is the interpretation of the pasuk according to the midrash halacha. Now from here, he ready goes and he basically rolls up his sleeves here and gets involved in the discussion of the sugim psachim. And now let's take it from here. Vizel kiddush halayla. Lefi shekol tudim kiddush mitkadshim v'knisatan pamachat. כגון קידוש החודש וקידוש היובל, אבל ביום אסמכת ואין אומר בו מקודש כלל, שני פעם אחת בכניסתו, כן אסמכת ואינו קבע כלל. Okay, the question here is how to understand the idea of קידוש and Shabbat. The problem being that Chazal tell us famously, right, that Shabbat is not mitkadesh by Am Yisrael, but by Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? Mitkadesh Yisrael v'azmanim, Yisrael dekachinu lizmanim. Am Yisrael is the one who bestows kedush on Yom Tov, not on Shabbat. Mitkadesh Yisrael v'azmanim, Yisrael dekachinu lizmanei, as opposed to Mitkadesh Shabbat, because Shabbat is kiva v'kaima, it's from Beit Zadach Yitzayin, and that the kedush of Shabbat is already fixed from Shesh Mebreishid. So Mekadesh Shabbat and not Mekadesh Yisrael v'ha Shabbat in the side, I just mentioned that in the Geniza they found indeed such Nuschot, and apparently Yerushalmi also has such Nuschot. So Eretz Yisrael, there may have been a different school of thought, but the Bavli is clear that Shabbat is Kiva V'kaima. So therefore there's an inherent problem, and how can you do Kiddush Shabbat because it's already Kadosh. All these other examples are examples in which Kadosh Baruch Hu basically delegated Kedusha to Am Yisrael. Rosh Chodesh, Yovel, and all these things, right? Eidu Mo'adei Hashem Mikrei Kosher Shetikru Tam B'Mo'adam Al Tikru Otam El Atem Right, Chodesh Ezel Lachem. So Kedusha Chodesh and Kedusha Mo'adot Am Yisrael, the Pesukim say, belongs to Am Yisrael. Or Kiddushtem Eishad HaChamishim Shana. There too it says that Am Yisrael does it. V'safarta lecha bebeidi. Over here by Shabbat there's a problem. Now there are one or two ways to solve the problem. One is to say Nacham. We are not, we don't sanctify, we're not mekadesh it. We simply mention the fact that it is Kadosh. Because Rochel gave it all the Kedusha. It's Kadosh, Moshesh Mevrishi. The mitzvah is simply to commemorate. It's not the same, it's simply to commemorate the Kedusha. That's one possible way that the Rambam has, for instance, in Sefer Mitzvot, Chizkirev Zchirat Shevach V'Kiddush. Mention every Shabbat, that Shabbat is Kadosh. You simply say it's Kadosh, right? The same way I say Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzokot. You say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh in Tefillah. You say Baruch Shem Kol Malchuto Le'olam Va'ed. So you say that Shabbat is Kadosh. The other way is to assume that even though Shabbat is Kadosh, you can add a certain element of Kedusha above and beyond. There's a baseline of Kedusha which is there from Shesh Mei Bereshit, but you can add an additional element. To a large degree, it's a question of Yikud, right? If it's with a kamatz, the Kodesh means remember that it is Kadosh. In other words, the Kodesh is not the Kodesh means remember the fact that it is Kadosh. Zachor et Yom HaShabbat Shehu Kadosh. And the Kodesh makes it to a verb. Yom HaShabbat the Kadesh Oto. It means that the Yar Zechira creates Kedusha. Now, these are set of two options, and it really hinges upon this one line. Then there from that line. Just one second. The Rav has a whole shin in the Shulchan Aruch Mari to try to advance the idea that Shabbat is mikadesh. Excuse me, that kiddush is mikadesh at Yom HaShabbat. The paradigm he used is Bechor. Bechor is kadosh mirechem. Nevertheless, there's machlokes in the Gemara, but the Gemara says that even kol b'chor ashev v'aliv b'vkarcha zachar takdish kol b'chor ashev v'aliv b'tzoncha zachar takdish l'Hashem Elokecha. So af al pi shekadosh mirechem mitzvah l'kedisho. That's Rabbi Yaakov in the Gemara Nedarim, and even though there's kedusha mirechem, nevertheless there's a mitzvah to add kedusha to the b'chor. Along these lines, there's a mitzvah to add kedushat to Shabbat. If you can have a mari, it's a 15-page shir. But essentially, the Ramban says it here in two lines. Take a look. Fishikol atunim kiddush mitkadshim mitkisatam pam achat kigon kiddush hachodesh kiddush hayovel. What's the Ramban saying in a sense? That kiddush Shabbat is analogous to Kiddush HaChodesh and Kiddush HaYuvel, and it abides the same rules. Meaning, you do the Kiddusha only at the entry point. Mitkadshim b'kinisatan, mitkadshim pa'am achat. Same point, the same way they arrive it, by the way, in Perek Chavtot Lichot Shabbat. Hachayud, שכבר נתקדש היום בכניסתו ואילו בא לקדם דיקה קידוש בליל יקטיב נכתיב את יוק, etc. Now, what both the Ramban and the Rabbi are saying is that because the idea of Kiddush is really to add or to create Kiddusha has to be the entry point. If the idea was to commemorate, you could have done the morning, you could do it any time during the 24-hour period. If the idea is to create the Kedusha, the earlier, the better. It has to be at the point in which it begins. Same way Rosh Chodesh, we don't do Kiddush HaChodesh on Tedvav, even though that's the point when the Chodesh is fullest, so to speak. But rather we do it when it begins. And Kiddush HaYuvel, you don't do in Tu B'Shvat, you do in Aleph Tishrei, or Yud Tishrei, for the same reason. Because it has to be different from its inception. And therefore, the Kiddush is to be b'knisato. Just one second. Now, that's the point. Kiddush alayla shekotun kiddush mikdashim b'knisatan pam achat. And you can't have a second kiddush because you've done it once in mekadesh. You can't do it a second time. And kiddush achar kiddush. Kigon kiddush achodesh. Same way you don't do kiddush achodesh second time or kiddush ayova second time. Aval bayom asmachta. Now therefore, Friday night, you have a text which talks about your mikdash. Well, in the morning, you don't, because in the morning, you can't. It was, to say mikdash Shabbat is meaningless because the kiddushah was already bestowed last night. So kiddush babokir is meaningless. Now, the Ravid will take this to the ultimate conclusion. The Ravid says, Shabbos morning, it's not like a kiddush at all. Quit Ravid, Shabbos morning, what you do is Kviat Sudah LaYayin, and not Kiddush, and then what the Rabbi says, you can eat for Kiddush Shabbos in the morning, because it's not Kiddush. It can't be Kiddush, because Kiddush can only be once. The Ramban is making the same point here on the Doraita level. Then, Aval Bayom Asmach, Nehmer Bekuda, Shedayenu Pam Achad B'Knisato, Ubagmara Psachim Amru. Okay, now he gets involved here in a very tricky Gemara Psachim, which we don't have enough time to go through the whole thing. I'll just try to give an overview then. You know, Pesachim of Kuvav gives the bride Zachor et Yom. Eli, Bayom, Balayla, Minayin, Tamud Lomar Zachor Etio. In other words, it begins with the premise that Kiddush in the day is self-evident. Like Zachor, Kacher B'Dvarim, etc. Any other by Yom, Balayla Minayim, Tamud Lomar Zachor Etio. Because the idea that Shabbos, Kiddush Shabbos morning is the more basic and the more self-evident, at night it's the Ribui. The one that you add only as a secondary Kiddush is the one at night. The Gemara gets very upset, has a whole bunch of questions. Number one, for Ika Kiddush Belayla, and secondly, how can you say Eimli Elvayim Belayla Minayim Tamulbar Et Yom? Right? You keep him rabbi the night when it says yom. No, you can rabbi the day from yom, not the night from. So the Gemara therefore flips and says that the El Achika Amar, Eimli Ela Balayla Bayom Minayim Tamulamar Et Yom. And then the brighter runs smoothly. That's the Muslim one. Psachi meant regular. That's exactly the dilemma of the Gemara there. If it's Lekodisho, so the Ikar Kiddush should be in the day. If you say that the idea is to commemorate simply, it should be the day. That's the Ikar Kiddush. If and therefore any Lebayom Balayla Minayin, because all mitzvot hayom, the day is the basic part. It's too much shofar, lulav, and so on. The Laila is a secondary element, if at all. On the other hand, Sichas Yom Tov is the same thing. If you talk about Lekadesh Oto, that you have to make, so then the Kedisha Tov is crucial. So the Kodesh is the Havamina, Zacharet Yom, Enel Bayom, Balayla Minayim. And then the Gemara says, no, Ikar Kiddush Bilel, what it's saying is that Kiddush is designed to create Kiddusha, and then what happens to Kiddush Bayom? So either it becomes a Drabanan and a Kein Daraita, and that's the Rambam, or becomes a, Rambam says, it loses its status indeed. Now, the Rambam here is, That's exactly what I quoted you before. Now the problem is as follows. The Gemara Pesachim does this. The Gemara Pesachim presents the Braita, asks its questions, and therefore rearranges the sequence of the Braita. The problem is the Mechilta was never rearranged. The Mechilta, you open the Mechilta, remains only Bayom, and then Balayla as the secondary element. No one rearranged, the Mechilta remains as the original Braita. Now you have two options. Once it says Macholkes Bavli Mishalmi or Bavli Mechilta, or to reinterpret the Mechilta based upon the Bavli, come and say what the Bavli did over there is true not about that Braita, it's for all the Braita. Some lady Mefarshim at the Netziv, for instance, say the Mechilta Enechanami, the Yom remains Ikar Kiddush, it's Macholkes in the Bavli, and if you want and the Mechilta. If your Rabban doesn't want to do that, then it's characteristic of his approach to Eretz Yisrael and Bavel. V'chein, I brought that from Mechilta, Terez Ben Lel Balayla, Shehu Ikar Kiddush Al Minayin, Smachta Be'alma, Umishan Timash, Yisrael Azal, Demidam, Midat Lekadisho. So he says, no, basically he aligns the Mechilta with the Bavli, gets the Machloket, and he says that therefore, Misham Timach, Mitzvah Azot, L'meidah, Milat L'Kadisho, all this is learned from the Kadisho, and what's called Yom HaShabbat, Mitzvah L'Zochro Tamid, L'Chol Kosh HaPerashinu. So this is the end, basically there are two mitzvot, Zochro Yom HaShabbat Kadisho is two mitzvot, mitzvah number one is Kiddush, mitzvah number two is to remember Shabbat and be aware the whole week of the relevance. So in Taryag, we counted one mitzvah, but L'maisa, Halach L'maisa, we really have two separate kumi. One is the Kaddishah and one is Zachor. So, that's that.